The U.S. Department of Energy analyzed the impact of the proposed Champlain-Hudson Power Express, which hopes to carry power from Canada to the New York metro area. The project would stretch 336 miles. Lines would be buried for about 141 miles alongside roads or railway lines. The DOE concluded burying the lines would make them less vulnerable to storm damage or terrorist attacks. It would also be less disruptive to the environment and would reduce maintenance. Christophe Courchain is an attorney with the Conservation Law Foundation.
Champlain-Hudson document really confirms that the underground transmission options are economically and technically feasible, and in many cases have substantial advantages over the overhead approach that is favored by Northern Pass.
In a statement, Northern Pass spokeswoman Lauren Collins said every energy project, quote, is different, and these differences influence design and cost. She said, Northern Pass estimates burying the line along its existing rights of way would cost $15 million to $20 million per mile, compared to $3 million per mile for overhead lines. Officials at Champlain Express have estimated the cost of burying their lines alongside those roads and railway lines will be about $5.5 million per mile. Northern Pass says it wants to use its own rights of way, quote, obtained by working with willing landowners and using existing power line rights of way. Using state rights of way would probably require payments to New Hampshire. The Department of Energy is also conducting a similar environmental impact statement on the Northern Pass project. It's expected to include, as part of its examination of alternatives, a look at burying the Northern Pass lines. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.